This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Okay. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah rabbil alameen, sallallahu wa sallam, baraka nabiyyina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam, taslimin kathira thumma ma ba'd. How do you deal with offensive people? If you had people, you know, around you, friends, neighbors, co-workers, random dudes, you know, in the shopping center, and they're just going to say something bad to you. How do you respond to them? Should you always retaliate, and if someone says a word, you send it back again? Or should you always just forgive and brush it off and say, oh, it's all right? How do you respond to people when they're very offensive? Let's see what the Prophet ﷺ did, and what does it mean to be patient in these circumstances. Hadith number 42 in Riyad al-Salihin, the book of Sabr, the chapter on patience. قال وعن ابن مسعود رضي الله تعالى عنه أن رسول أنه قال لما كان يوم حنين آثر رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ناسا في القسمة فأعطى الأقرع بن حابس 100 من الإبل وأعطى عيين بن حصن مثل ذلك وأعطى ناسا من أشراف العرب وآثرهم يومئذ في القسمة. So ابن مسعود, he says, after the battle of Hunain, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he favored some people in the distribution of spoils for consolation. Some people from gave them a little bit more extra. And he gave names. He gave Al-Aqra ibn Habis, Uyayna ibn Husn, and he said each of them he got 100 camel. And he showed favor also to some more honorable persons among the Arabs. Now, just to give perspective over here, Al-Aqra ibn Habis, Uyayn ibn Husn, and others, they were from the leaders of Quraysh. And these people, just few days before that, they were non-Muslims. Just before that. So how come the Prophet ﷺ, all of a sudden, he gives them 100 camel? 100 camel in our modern time is equivalent to saying $1 million. This is how valuable 100 camel back then. Like when you say, this person has 100 camel. Like nowadays we say, he's a millionaire. That's what it means. So to give someone a whole $1 million like this is like, whoa, that's a lot of money. And for what? I mean, yeah, they're leaders, but they were non-Muslims a few days ago. So some of the Ansar, radiallahu anhum, didn't like that. Some of the Ansar did not like that. Just to give also perspective to the story over here. Remember the Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he came to the conquest of Mecca with 10,000 warriors. So they conquered Mecca. Now after they conquered Mecca, who is left in the Arab who can stand against the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Not too many people. But particularly the people of Thaqif, which is in Al-Ta'if. It's a very fortified place in the top of a mountain. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he heard about Thaqif, Hawazin, they're recruiting their armies outside of Mecca, somewhere in the mountain hill areas. So he wanted to, immediately before they become a threat, he wanted to go and finish it before it becomes a real thing. So after the Prophet ﷺ, he finished from Mecca, conquers Mecca, stood in front of the people of Mecca, said, what do you think I'm going to do to you? They said, we know you. Akhun Karim ibn Akhun Karim. You're a good person. You're going to be good to your family. He said, you're all free. A lot of people embraced Islam, 2,000 to 3,000. Some of those 2,000 people came out with the Prophet ﷺ. So there were about 12,000 marching with the Prophet ﷺ to meet the people of Hawazin and Thaqif. So what did they say to themselves? قَالُ لَنُغْلَبَنْ يَوْمًا مِنْ قُوَّةٍ مِنْ كَثْرَةٍ. Says, now we're out. No one can outnumber us. Like we have the power of numbers. That's what they said. But they were easily ambushed by Thaqif and Hawazin in the mountains. And when they were ambushed, those 12,000 almost, many of them start retreating and going back. They were shocked. And to which the Prophet ﷺ, when he saw the people dispersing away from him, he stayed on his mule, and he starts calling, أَنَا النَّبِيُّ لَا كَذِبْ أَنَا عَبْدُ الْمُطَّلِبِ. I am the Prophet, no doubt in it. I am the son of Abdul Muttalib. Like he is provoking the people right now in two fronts. The religious ones and the traditional ones, the cultural ones. The religious one says, I am the Prophet, where are you going? And for the newly embraced Islam, the Arab, they say, what's wrong with you? I'm your leader. I'm the son of Abdul Muttalib still. And then he starts calling, Ya Al Ansar, Ya Al Ansar, Ya Al Ansar. One narration, the Prophet ﷺ called the Ansar three times. Because the Ansar, they vowed that they will support the Prophet ﷺ at all fronts, in all aspects. Another narration, he called Ya Al Ansar, and he called Ya Al Muhajirin. So he's calling the Ansar and the Muhajirin. So the Ansar, they came defending the Prophet ﷺ in this difficult time until they became victorious and the Prophet ﷺ took over, and there were a lot of spoils that they were collected. A lot of things were collected. Now the Prophet ﷺ starts giving those spoils to some of the elders of Quraysh, those who newly embraced Islam. So they gave millions. And he gave some of the Muhajirin, who lost everything when they did their hijrah, their migration to Medina, and now they're getting something back. But what did the Ansar take with them? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So the Prophet did not give anything to the Ansar. So they start talking. So like, look, when it is difficult, they call us. But when things get easy now, we've forgotten. And when the Prophet ﷺ heard about those words from the Sahaba, he called the Ansar together. He said, only the Ansar. And he called the Ansar. And he says, مَا مَقَالَةٌ سَمَعْتُهَا عَنْكُمْ يَا مَعْشَرَ الْأَنصَارِ. Like, I've been hearing some things. You've been saying things lately. What is that you're saying? They all kept quiet. They're embarrassed. They said, well, look, weren't you divided, I unite you together. You were weak, I made you strong. You had nothing, I gave you everything. And the Prophet said, well, answer me. You could say, yeah, but you're also being chased out, we gave you shelter, you're alone, we gave you community, with this and that. And he was telling them that, look, your favors are well known to me. And they would say, Allahu wa Rasuluhu Amen. Like, no, the favor is from the Prophet upon us. We can't say we've given any favor to the Prophet ﷺ. So there were a few words of this. And then the Prophet ﷺ said, look, listen. The only reason I haven't given you anything because I am depending on your iman. These people, I'm giving them the sweetness of this dunya. Because I don't trust their iman. So I'm giving them with the dunya. Don't you want to be among those who see others going away with dunya and you go home with the Prophet ﷺ? He says, لَوْلَا الْهِجْرَ لَكُنْتُمْ رَأَمْ مِنَ الْأَنصَارِ. If I wasn't a muhajir, I would have wished to be an ansari. You are my dithar. You are the inner layer of my garment. And everybody else is the outer layer. You're the closest to me. And that, of course, softened their hearts, radiallahu ta'ala anhum warḍahum. The point is that when this division became public, some people didn't like it at all. So in this story here, قَالَ رَجُلْ. One of them, he said, وَاللَّهِ إِنَّ هَذِي قِسْمَةٌ مَا عُدِلَ فِيهَا وَمَا أُرِيدَ فِيهَا وَجْهُ اللَّهِ. So this man now, he says, this division is not based on justice and was not intended to win the pleasure of Allah. He's talking about whom, Jama'ah? The Messenger of Allah. Now that statement tantamounts the level of kufr. Like, how could you accuse the Prophet ﷺ of this? It's a horrible statement. What an unbelievable offense. But the Prophet ﷺ, he said, Ibn Mas'ud, he said, وَاللَّهِ لَأُخْبِرَنَّ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهِ عَسَلَمَ فَأَتَيْتُهُ فَأَخْبَرْتُهُ. So he went to the Prophet, he told him, Ya Rasulullah, this person said such and such. So the Prophet ﷺ brought him in. He goes, قَالَ وَيْلَكَ مَنْ لَمْ يَعْدِلْ إِلَّا مَعْدِلْ أَنَا. Like, what's wrong with you? The face of the Prophet ﷺ turned red. حَتَّى تَغَيَّرَ وَجْهُ كَالصَّرْفِ. Became red out of anger. And then he says, قال, فَمَنْ يَعْدِلْ إِذَا لَمْ يَعْدِلْ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ. If I'm not the one who is fair and just, who else? Like, if I'm not going to observe that, who else is going to be doing this? ثُمَّ قَالَ صَلَى اللَّهِ عَسَلَّمَ يَرْحَمُ اللَّهُ مُوسَى قَدْ أُوذِيَ بِأَكْثَرَ مِنْ هَذَا فَصَبَرْ. He said, may Allah have mercy on my brother Musa. He was caused more distress than this, but he remained patient. Now, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, when he heard for that from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he felt so bad. قال لا جرم لا أرفع عليه بعدها حديثا. He said, I should never convey anything of this kind to him in the future. I don't want to cause him any distress. Like, why? It's not necessary distress on the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He didn't take any action, but it was just distressful for him. So I won't ever do that for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Which also teaches a lesson, ya jama'ah. If you know people talk, you don't have to always convey that to others. Hey, this person said this about you. Who cares? If there is nothing can be done about it, just leave it. Leave it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, am I allowed to retaliate? Am I allowed to seek justice and investigate and go to the other person? Like, I heard that you said this and that about me. Is that true? You are. If you would like to take your haqq, you can. That's all right. You can do that. But sometimes, hearing statement like this, especially unfair statement like that, you just leave it. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَإِذَا خَاطَبَهُمُ الْجَاهِلُونَ قَالُوا سَلَامًا. If the foolish speak, just leave him. Just say peace. For your own peace of mind, leave it. Because you might be going after them, and that doesn't do anything except escalating the situation. You know it's not fair. You know it's not just. You know it's not right. So you have the option to go the route of justice, which might be long and maybe difficult, or just buy your peace of mind and just, you know what? Let it be. I don't care. I'm confident enough, alhamdulillah, of myself, and these people, they can say whatever they want to say. So here's the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is teaching us this lesson. He got upset, no doubt about it. He was angry. His face was turning red. But did he take any action against this man? No. Actually, there's another narration in which as the man was leaving, because he didn't even like the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam response either. So as he was leaving, Khalid radiallahu anhu warda, telling the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Ya Rasulullah, let me take care of him for you. Like, I'll finish him right now before this spreads. And the Prophet said, no, just leave him. Let him be. Then he said, unfortunately, perhaps from the like of this person, a generation will come that you will belittle your ibadah to their ibadah, your dedication to their dedication. However, they're only going to go through this faith just like the target or the arrow goes through the target. This is how fast they're going to go through this deal. Like, they're learning nothing. So yeah, some people, unfortunately, just this is what they like to do. And they're benefiting nothing from the spirit of faith and the spirit of the deen. May Allah protect us from the Sirab Ameen. So again, how to deal with offensive people? You have the heart of justice, and you're going to have to pursue that. It's going to be difficult and hard. Or just let it be because I don't have to worry about it or even actually waste my time on it. The choice is yours. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Wallahu alam. Any question, Jama? All right. You guys are just trying to be safe. Alhamdulillah. Subhanakallah wa bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh.